Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
It's 5:32. We'll take a look now at the headlines this evening. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, has welcomed the release of Irishman Bernard Phelan from a prison in Iran on consular and humanitarian grounds. And we'll be getting more on that story in the next half hour. At the Special Criminal Court, as we've been discussing, two men have been sentenced to 9 and 8.5 years respectively for acting as getaway drivers in the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in Dublin in February 2016. And four men have been sentenced to between 12 months and 7 years on charges connected to a €61 million conspiracy to defraud investors in the collapsed investment firm Custom House Capital.
RTE Radio 1 Traffic and Travel with the Ioniq 6, voted World Car of the Year 2023. See it today at Hyundai.ie.
With your latest traffic and travel news, I'm Gemma Craddock. In Cork, part of the N20 northbound remains closed south of Mallow due to a crash at lunchtime today, but it's not currently causing delays. It's heavy from Junction A Douglas to the Dunkettle interchange on the South Ring Road eastbound, where an earlier breakdown has been cleared. Then to Galway, where the traffic on the Tuam Road northbound is slow into Clare Galway, and the Seamus Quirk Road westbound is busy from the Brown roundabout to Rahoon Road. And finally to Dublin, where there's a crash on the north side of the Junction 6 Blanchardstown roundabout, blocking the inbound lane from the N3. Take care passing. And there's a breakdown on Ormond Quay Lower on the North Quays at the junction with Millennium Bridge. It's blocking the bus lane there. And that's your latest traffic and travel news for now.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Greg Allen's here with the sports news.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sarah. The SDLP has called for the Derry GAA manager, Rory Gallagher, to step aside before the county team play Armagh in the Ulster final on Sunday, following serious allegations by his former wife. The SDLP Stormont Assembly member for East Derry, Cara Hunter, said the severe allegations against him need to be addressed. Rory Gallagher had issued a statement through his solicitor saying that he had been, in the words of the statement, made aware of a social media post by my estranged wife in which she has made a number of very serious allegations against me. He added in the statement, allegations against me have been investigated and dealt with by the relevant authorities. Nicola Gallagher claimed that she had been the victim of domestic violence over a period of more than 20 years during their marriage in a social media posting earlier this week. Plenty of rugby news ahead of the weekend semi-finals in the URC. Leinster's Robbie Henshaw and Ronan Kelleher have both overcome injury and will start for the province against Munster tomorrow at the Aviva Stadium. Scrum half Luke McGrath will captain the team for the 5:30 p.m. kickoff. Keith Earls has recovered from what actually initially looked like a season-ending groin injury, and he will start for Munster on the wing. Captain Peter O'Mahony, along with Dermot Barron, they both came through training this week after injury issues, so they are named in the Munster starting 15. And Connacht have named an unchanged team for tomorrow's semi against the Stormers, so the same match day 23, which beat Ulster in Belfast last weekend, will line up for the 3 p.m. kickoff in South Africa. And the organisers of the Heineken Champions Cup have announced that tomorrow week's final at the Aviva Stadium is a sellout. Leinster, of course, face the defending champions, the Ronan O'Gara coached La Rochelle. And Ireland's women got off to the perfect start, really, at the World Rugby Sevens Series in Toulouse. So Ireland, in this competition, they're looking for automatic qualification for the Olympic Games, and it looks like it's there for them. The team has entered the event in fifth place in the standings. If they keep that position or improve it by the end of the weekend, they'll qualify for the Olympics next year. Today they beat France 27-7, crossing for four tries, three of them by Amy Lee Murphy-Crow. The West Ham manager David Moyes has admitted for the first time that there is a good chance that Declan Rice will leave this summer. The club captain had been strongly linked with a move to either Arsenal or Manchester United, with a potential valuation of £100 million believed to be sought by West Ham. In golf, Seamus Power is 4-under after 14 holes in the second round of the Byron Nelson in Texas on the PGA Tour. That's close enough to the projected cut mark, as Scotty Scheffler and Ryan Palmer lead on 12-under. John Murphy should make the cut in the Sudal Open on the DP World Tour on 2-under after a second round 71. Sweden's Simon Forsström leads on 11-under. And Caelan Rafferty leads on 6-under par in the Flowgas Irish Amateur Open, and that's after 12 holes of round 2. That's taking place at the Island Golf Club in North Dublin. And Hewick will head to the French Champion Hurdle at Autire next Saturday, with Shark Hanlon keen for his chasing star to continue his globe trotting exploits, already a winner of the Galway Plate and the American Grand National.
Greg, thank you very much indeed for that. Now some good news, because dual Irish-French national Bernard Phelan has been released from an Iranian prison on humanitarian grounds. The 64-year-old spent almost 200 days in a prison in northeast Iran after his arrest in October 2022 while on a trip. His release was announced by the Iranian embassy in Ireland and confirmed by the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin. Here's Micheál Martin on today's News at One.
It's been an extraordinarily difficult 7 months for Bernard and for his family members and loved ones. Our thoughts are with all of them today, and particularly his 97-year-old father, Vincent, and his sister, Caroline, who I spoke with yesterday and who has been incredibly brave and steadfast throughout this ordeal. And I'm also very pleased and relieved that Benjamin Briere, a French national who was imprisoned with Bernard in Meshad prison, has also been released. And I've just been speaking with my French counterpart here at the informal foreign ministers meeting, Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna, and I want to pay tribute to the French and the Irish teams in Dublin and Paris and Tehran, who have been in constant contact over the last 7 months and have worked seamlessly together to bring this case to a resolution.
And that's Micheál Martin. We'll speak with Paris-based journalist Sharon Gaffney in a minute. But for more on this, I'm joined by Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan, Matt Carthy. Matt, you're very welcome to the programme. What's your reaction to the release of Bernard Phelan?
Oh, well, I echo the comments of the Taoiseach in welcoming what has happened and transpired. It has taken far too long, I'm sure, for the family of Bernard Phelan, as you know. There are reports that his health hasn't been the best, and I'm sure his family will be very relieved when they finally get him home. And I wish them all the best, and I hope that Bernard makes a full recovery and manages to get his life back on track, because I'm sure that won't be easy in itself.
Yeah, and it's certainly good news for the Phelan family and for Bernard, obviously, himself. Officials within the Department of Foreign Affairs, as Micheál Martin alluded to, including himself and his predecessor, Simon Coveney, as well as all TDs across all parties, it must be said, John Brady among them, in your own party, as well as yourself, Matt, working quite hard, using whatever influence anyone had to secure the release. Are you happy that everything that could have been done to secure the release was done?
Yes, and I do want to commend John Brady, because he would have followed this issue much more closely than I had as the previous spokesperson for our party on foreign affairs. But he had briefed me on it on our very first day of the switchover, and there have been intensive engagement by John and then subsequently by myself with the Department of Foreign Affairs, with the Iranian embassy also. And one of the, I have to say, most effective government departments we have, and I'm on the record of saying this on quite a number of occasions, is the Department of Foreign Affairs when Irish citizens are in distress. And my experience has always been that when Irish citizens find themselves in difficulty abroad, that the department is very effective, very efficient, and works very, very hard. And one of the great things that we have, myself and yourself and every and most people listening, is an Irish passport, because it does provide protection and it does give us that support when difficulties arise.
And I think that's noted by very many people, the efforts of the Irish officials and ministers in that department when Irish citizens are in distress, as you say. Why then did it take almost 200 days in prison for Bernard Phelan to be released? Is it just the obstinacy of the Iranian side?
Yes, in my view, absolutely. And I know there are things that perhaps the Taoiseach can't say as minister, but I think also need to be said. And Amnesty International have been very forthright in saying that these charges were essentially trumped up. That's my term, but that Bernard Phelan did not deserve to be in prison, certainly not for the length of time that he was, the manner of his arrest.
And then espionage charges, isn't that right? So is there any way to prevent this from happening again to any other Irish citizen?
Well, unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that there are some states in which it is not always easy to get a fair legal hearing for, and particularly for foreign nationals. All we can do is ensure that our own department continue the good work they do, and to ensure that we have consular services across the world that will ensure that if an Irish citizen find themselves in difficulty, particularly when it's not of their own make, and when they are, like Bernard Phelan was, simply going about and doing their job, that they are afforded the full consular protection and the assistance that Irish citizens are entitled to.
And completely innocent of those charges, as he protested from the very start. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed for joining us. I'll go to Sharon Gaffney now, who's a Paris-based journalist with France 24. This is a big news story in all the outlets in France as well. Irish-French citizen, as I say, Bernard Phelan.
Yeah, it is a big story here, Cormac. It's been covered by all the main media outlets. It's leading radio news bulletins. It prompted a tweet this afternoon from President Emmanuel Macron, who welcomed the men's release, much as Micheál Martin did. Also this afternoon, he spoke too of his relief. People here, they will be familiar with the plight of dozens now of dual nationality citizens who've been arrested, detained in Iran in recent years. Now, dual nationality, it's not something that's recognised by the Iranian government, by the regime there. Now, Bernard Phelan had both an Irish passport and a French one. Now, he was incarcerated, as you heard there, in the same prison as 37-year-old Benjamin Brière. He's actually been behind bars for 3 years now. Now, the two men, they're currently, as we speak, being flown back from Iran, and we're expecting that they're going to arrive here in Paris at about 7:30 Paris time.
Okay, so just about 45 minutes time or so, which is a big moment for the family to get Bernard Phelan back on European soil, and I'm sure he'll come to Ireland quite shortly after that as well. This is a big win for Emmanuel Macron, not just because of his domestic difficulties that we've discussed before, Sharon, but Franco-Iranian relations haven't been very good recently.
Well, that's it. And like, as I say, there've been dozens of French citizens arrested in Iran. There's currently another four, apart from Bernard Phelan and Benjamin Brière. There are at least another four French citizens, dual nationality citizens, detained currently in Iran. In good news for the family of Bernard Phelan, the French Prime Minister actually welcomed two the men's release this afternoon. And she said that the two of them were in good health, actually. But we did also hear from the lawyer from Benjamin Brière. Now, much as Bernard Phelan did also, this French citizen, he went on two hunger strikes. He contacted the Iranian president directly, appealing for his release. He was actually acquitted in February, but he's been behind bars since then. But his lawyer said this afternoon that really, in terms of, despite what the French Prime Minister is saying about them being in good health, that we were really just days away from catastrophe here, that he's describing the condition, particularly of Benjamin Brière, as being in a state of absolute exhaustion. And he believes he's going to actually need to be hospitalised, unfortunately, when he comes home. But yeah, like you say, this isn't, I mean, it's not an unusual situation, unfortunately, here. Several French citizens have gotten into difficulty in Tehran, in Iran, in recent years, but particularly...
In
the wake of the protest movement, because there was another French citizen also who was detained at around the same time as Bernard Phelan, just in, as the protest movement following the death in police custody of the young Iranian woman, Mahsa Amini, back in September, just as that protest movement was picking up pace. But really, relations between Iran and France, I mean, you could go as far back as the Islamic Revolution back in 1979, but more recently, Iran has been quite angered by the reaction here in France to what's been happening on the ground,
which I'm sure cities across Iran
is
making diplomatic efforts to secure the release of French citizens a little bit more difficult. But Bernard Phelan, so about to touch down on French soil at about 6:30 Irish times, and we'll certainly let you know when that happens. Thank you very much indeed for the update from the French side. Sharon Gaffney in Paris, thank you, and beforehand, Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin.